Welcome to Harsh Reality. This is Tanya, and here's my husband,
Tyreek.
And what we're talking about tonight is the difference between generations, the new generation and the old generation.
Right. And also, like, the influences that created the changes, like, basically, how different school is and or hot technology or music, you know?
So, but to me, and this is my opinion, I feel as though a lot of it stemmed from the parents. Some say it doesn't, but again, my opinion, I feel as though it stemmed from the parents. Because now it's kids having kids, and that being said, they're not raising their children to respect adults anymore.
And yeah, it could be that they just, you know, really not teach them, like they don't really care, or they could just not be thinking that way. And you know, it's like they don't know how much that affects the child, just not installing such basics in their head.
Yeah, like, when I was growing up, it was no way in hell that I can get into a conversation, just butt into a conversation between two adults without getting my lips slapped off. Or, it was no way in hell I can, you know, not say thank you or please or anything like that to an adult after, you know, they do something nice for me or they give me something. It was impossible.
Or you couldn't even, like, say something while they're on the phone. Don't you see I'm on the phone? Oh, excuse me. Or you got to eat at the table. Or you got to be doing your homework for, like, 2-3 hours before you do anything once you come in the house from school. That's over.
Yeah. And on a school note, now, as far as school goes, school, they don't even have phonics anymore. Like, a lot of adults are illiterate. Like, and so I'm guessing that's the reason why they can't teach their kids to read or anything like that, because they're not even finishing school like they're supposed to. But,
And it is crazy because just like that, look, we went from parents with the discipline, and now we're going from school with the lack of knowledge.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's also the fact that, again, parents supposed to be, not going to the children's school, not even trying to, you know, meet the teachers, not even doing the parent-teacher conference, like, whatever happened to that, like, none of that is going on like that anymore. They still have those conferences, but no one is showing up. A lot of the parents is not showing up to even figure out what's going on with their children. If, you know, they're acting out in school or, you know, if they're doing their work like they are supposed to, they just want to get them out the house and just send them to school.
And now, what about, like, the television these days?
Yeah, a lot of the cars, or basically them putting them in front of the TV all day long, like, and not reading to them. Not actually trying to teach them anything. Taking the time out. Like, they could take the time out to smoke. Or they could take the time out to pop a Molly or something like that. But they can't take the time out with their children and actually read to them. Actually teach them math. Basic math. And it starts from when they're little. Because that's when they're grasping everything. They're learning about everything. Their ABCs. Their 1-3s. They're learning how to spell their name. Learning how to write their name. They don't know, a lot of them don't know any of that, and it's sad. It shouldn't be that way.
All right, well, and I think the craziest part is because, you know, no young person don't listen to the older people no more. There's no such thing as people having the old heads no more. Like, the young people think they the old heads.
Exactly.
So now you just guiding yourself, you know? Especially when they start doing, like, a lot of, like, certain rights, like, you can't even be beat your child no more in public.
You can't beat them, period. Without them saying anything. Without the government or anybody saying anything.
Back in the day, shit.
What? I used to go to the dance. Look. All I heard was, you want to go to the bathroom? If we outside in public? Nope, I don't want to go to that bathroom. Like, I didn't want to do it. I did not want to go to the bathroom. I did not want to get my lips smacked off. I didn't want to get a whooping at all. There's no way possible I wanted to do any of that. And I don't know what's going on as far as that part goes now. It's like now they don't even believe in chastising their kids at all.
We have a guest of parents, too. In the building. Have Nee. How you doing, Nee?
Good, what's up?
How do you feel about this topic of the differences and, you know, the...
Between the generations.
The generations, the old and new generation. Like, how everything done change. And do you think now is better? Or do you think things is more, like, messed up?
It's messed up out here. Like, it's bad. Like, these kids, even, like, growing up, like, it started the thing where, like, kids is having sex at school, and mind you, we in like fifth grade. Kids having boyfriends and girlfriends, which they've been doing, but this is bad. Like, it's, they getting so mature. Like, you can't even give your kid a phone these days. Like, you just can't. Kids don't want to be kids no more. They're too busy. The TV raising your kids, like you said. Like,
right.
Everything on the TV they doing. Exactly. Talking about butts and all that stuff like that. Like, and y'all don't even see it. I don't see how bad the TV is influencing your children. These music videos of these stupid artists that's out now.
Right.
About music these days.
It's just sad. And not
R&B
only...
R&B not even saying. You get an R&B record back in the 90s. Talk about giving some flowers. You know, some letters. I miss you. Heart broke. Now is I'm going to give you some weed. Drive you out. Swear some money. Need to do the loan. I just want some... And that's it.
Or they get treated to the Chinese store or McDonald's and they think that's what's up. Like, well, girl, he took me to the Chinese store, so he liked me. No, boo-boo, that's not how it go. I need you to have higher standards than that. But other than that, now, another thing that my parents did not play is me having a damn boyfriend at an early age. And on top of that, me even having a boy in the house, period. Now, they have, I ain't have no damn boyfriend until I turned, 15, and I snuck that.
Ooh.
What? I was not allowed to have, allowed to have a boyfriend, and now, it's so bad that they letting, you know, their girlfriends or their boyfriends live with them or stay the night at their house, they let the doors be closed. No, that's not okay. What? I could not have no door closed with a boy in the, what? That door better be open. Y'all got to do some homework. Y'all got to study. That door better be open.
You know what's bad, though? Like, not to cut you off, but it's bad that parents is doing, like, you know, the double standard for a boy and a girl, though.
Right.
Because a lot of the times now, even though they is letting the kids run out, all girls and boys, but they really be lenient on boys. Like, they could do whatever. Like,
right.
And it was like that back in the day. Like, but now since it's so lenient, it's right. Even worse. Like, it's like, oh, my son... He can watch porn at 10. That's cool, but let your daughter do that. You will be have a heart attack.
Right.
Dude. Like, that's the messed up part about it, too. And then that's when females is running out acting crazy, too.
Right.
Because they feel so sheltered.
Right.
And when you're too sheltered, that's when you go crazy. Like,
right.
That's the messed up part.
Basically, wrong is wrong and right is right.
Right.
Like, it's not okay to let your son go and have sex with a female. And it's definitely not okay to let your daughter do it. And a lot of people were like, well, my boy could go out there, yeah, get them yams, son. No, it's not okay to do that. No, because you wouldn't want your daughter out there getting penis.
It is definitely a double standard thing, because as you get older, and then you be like, oh, you don't want this and that for your own child, knowing that you liked it when you was young. So it's like...
Right.
Right.
people gotta understand that, you know, the harsh reality of everything is that when it's at the moment, you know, we don't think about the effect that has in the future. That's why, like, the old generation is so different from the new, because a lot of things been watered down.
Right.
Especially just, like, just having, like, a good community group is bad, like, these days. You can't even have that. Well, back in the day, it was, in the 60s, you could be all together.
Right.
Now, you can't, I mean, you got people all together, but you still watching your back.
Right.
It's crazy.
I feel as though the harsh reality of it all is that, basically, parents, you know, need to step up and, you know, be in their kids' lives a little bit better and teach them a little bit better. And just as well as, you know, you teaching them, maybe you should go back to school so you guys can learn and y'all could, you know, teach each other sometimes, because sometimes parents don't know. And it's not nobody's fault, but in the same sense, you know, it's good that you get an education yourself. That way you can teach your children. And your kids is not ripping around the streets all times of the night and getting into crazy things and then wonder why, you know, your kids are getting killed or locked up or, you know, ran over by cars or hit by stray bullets or anything like that. Like, you know, basically pay attention to your children right now. Like, I'm not saying you have to go and be like the old school and be like back in the day, but, you know, pay attention.
Right, because you can't, ain't no more neighbors beating kids. So,
oh, hell
no. So, you know, as long as that level is erased, it's not going to be too much, you know, unity. You know what I'm saying? Because people want to mind their business these days.
Right.
Because of the way the new generation is.
Right.
But, you know.
The biggest thing is step up and be a freaking leader to your kids.
Right.
You're supposed to be the leader of the pack. Like.
True. Like, tribe type instinct, you know, it's like, them days is gone, though.
Yeah. And cut the TV off sometimes. Cut it off. Cut the game off for them. Take the phone away sometimes. And
it's
let them. Right.
Listen to
basically
something different, you know, sometimes, you know, other than crazy
put
stuff.
A book in front of them. If right. they do something wrong, you take all their electronics away and give them a damn book to read. I guarantee you, they won't do that shit no more.
And the older generation, though. You know what's one thing about the older generation, though?
What?
We, as the, well, older generation, compared with the new generation, is we gotta understand that these kids need our help mentally. You know, a lot of them don't have dads.
The kids,
you know, a lot
need
of them, the, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them dads is dead or in jail.
Right.
A lot of them
or just not around.
Drugs.
Kids
or
need structure.
Right, so even if you're the aunt, the cousin, the uncle, the grandpa, whoever, you know what I'm saying? If you see somebody, family, or you just see somebody you see every day that's young, that look like needs some guidance, at least try to lead them the right path. You know, don't just let them go off into this world by themselves because you're scared they're going to pull a gun out or something. Or like,
right.
Because that's what's messed up, too, about the older generation. We would just, like, let them learn the hard way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, I guess that's the end of our segment for tonight. Again, that's Harsh Reality. And it's with Tanya and
Tyreek.
And our guest, Shanie.
And if we start, you know, letting y'all, you know, get the chance to join. Or, if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, anything, it doesn't matter what it is, we're going to give the harsh reality of the topic. Also, you can support us and be a supporter of Harsh Reality by hitting the donation, it'd be 99 cents a month. Could be $5 a month. It could be $10 a month. It's up to you.
Thank you and good night.